I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. While the Cape has always been a fishing community, in recent years, many of our local seafood industries have been threatened or depleted by overfishing and habitat destruction. Today, Elspeth talks with best-selling author Paul Greenberg about his new book on the importance of fighting for our local fisheries.
A few years ago, Paul Greenberg came across a startling statistic.
The United States controls more ocean than any country on Earth, something like 2.8 billion acres. But yet more than 85% of the seafood that we eat is imported.
At first, he wrote this off as a typical case of America taking more than its fair share of the world's resources.
But then when I looked into it even more, I found out that actually we were exporting a great deal of our own seafood. Something like 3 billion pounds of seafood a year we're sending abroad, some of it from New England, like New England sea scallops, for example. And that in return, what we're getting is a lot of farmed imported product, a lot of it from Asia. So it struck me as an unfair deal, not a good deal for the average consumer, and something that was worth a book.
Why are we exporting so much seafood? Why aren't we just eating it?
It really comes down to price. You know, the average American only eats about 15 pounds of seafood per person per year, whereas in Asia, you're talking like 35, 40 pounds per person per year. So right away, these foreign cultures that have more seafood in their diet are much more attuned to quality seafood. And while we may not eat a lot of seafood in this country, we produce a lot of very high-quality seafood. And there are countries abroad that are ready to pay top dollar for it. You know, New England sea scallops, as I say, are one really high-value product. A lot of our New England lobster is getting exported. In Alaska, our wild salmon, we export about 80% of the wild salmon that we catch. Meanwhile, we import all this farm stuff.
There's another reason we export so much of our seafood. Americans don't really like fishy-tasting fish. Most of what we eat is flavor-neutral. Whitefish, farmed salmon, tilapia. And we export stronger-tasting species like black cod and wild salmon. To tell the story of how the majority of Americans stopped eating from local waters, Paul decided to focus his book on three specific seafood industries: oysters, shrimp, and Alaskan salmon.
Overall, the three sort of characters in the book, oysters, shrimp, and Alaska salmon, really tell the story of the destruction of ecological infrastructure. Oysters, as you probably know, used to be really abundant all throughout the Northeast. And New York City, where I'm based, had trillions of oysters in New York City and was actually a net exporter of oysters. But oysters, along with being just a food that everybody loves to eat, create this tremendous ecological infrastructure. People that I spoke with and research that I've looked at indicate that if you have the presence of an oyster reef, you can as much as double the amount of seafood carrying capacity of a given stretch of water.
Shrimp are important for preserving salt marsh, and thriving salmon industries are only possible where rivers are free-flowing without dams. When people stop eating from local waters, they lose the incentive to take care of these ecosystems. Paul says for communities like ours, he sees what he's learned about oysters especially as a cautionary tale.
You know, development is always, I think, pressing in resort communities like the Cape and like Martha's Vineyard. And oftentimes it seems like things like oyster beds and salt marsh are expendable and that we can continue to build out to overwhelm septic systems and so forth. And we can do that without realizing that we've crossed a threshold. I think the presence of edible oysters in communities around the Cape is a sign of ecological health. And as soon as communities start to lose edible oysters, or as soon as you start to see shellfish warnings, a lot of times that's indicative of just too much population. And I think town planners need to really, really think very carefully about growth along the coast and really think about making sure that salt marsh and oyster reef and oyster farms get priority. I'm hoping we're at something of a tipping point that we can start to reconnect with our own coasts and that we can see eating from our own shores as kind of an ecological act, something that is preservative and not just exploitative of our local ecologies.
Paul Greenberg's new book is called American Catch, The Fight for Our Local Seafood. You can find a link to some interesting statistics on historical oyster consumption and the bivalve's relationship to ecosystems and shore stability on our website at capeandislands.org. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Paul Greenberg will be giving a reading from American Catch and answering questions at Bunch of Grapes Bookstore in Vineyard Haven on Tuesday, August 26th. You can learn more about that on our website, where you'll also find a link to our free podcast of the Local Food Report. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.